Hey guys, welcome to Our City Church. We are so glad you are here. If you're looking for some good sermons and great words of encouragement, you have come to the right place. And while you're here, go ahead and like, comment, and subscribe, and share this with all your loved ones if you want them to be encouraged as well. Now, let's join this week's sermon in progress.
But in lieu of Father's Day, not lieu, but in humor of Father's Day, we need some dad jokes, right? And you all know that I'm pretty good. I'm fairly funny. My wife is the only one who doesn't get my humor, but a lot of people do. But listen, I gave up my seat on the bus to a blind lady. That's how I lost my job as a bus driver. Y'all gonna like this one. I told my wife she should embrace her mistakes. She gave me a big old hug. That was good, right? Dads and men, they communicate much differently than women do, and other people do. Women send paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs. Kids send two or three words and an emoji. Dad sends something like this: okay, yep, be careful. And the best one is, can you call me? I like to talk to text. Anybody like to talk to text? Has it ever gotten you in any trouble talking to text? I won't even tell you the story of a bad one that I sent very innocently, and I got a laughing face emoji. I was like, what's funny about that? After I read it, it was some profanity in it that I didn't put in there. But you know, my whole thing about talk to text is, y'all send it, and she'll send me back a question mark. I'm like, can't you understand it? You're supposed to be able to decipher everything that I say in this. But then I read it, and I'm like, oh, Lord Jesus, how in the world can anybody keep up with that? But I love talk to text. Amen. But seriously, today we want to honor fathers, grandfathers, poppies, grandpas, G's. I mean, not G's, but poppies and stepfathers, spiritual fathers, father figures. Come on. And future dads. We got some future dads in the house right now. We're praying over you all right now. But listen, yes, this day can bring a lot of mixed emotions. Some of us had great fathers. Some of us had good fathers. Some of us had present fathers. But really, in reality, some of us had absent fathers, abusive fathers, and some fathers out there today, right now, are beating themselves up because they feel like they're failing their kids and they're not doing what they should be doing. But a couple years ago, we did a thing on Father's Day called characterizing the men as being superheroes of their house. Characterizing them, I think, Cameron, you dressed up, what was you, Spider-Man? Superman. I don't remember if it was one of them. But it was characterizing the fathers as being superheroes of their families. And many, many, many are. But listen, most dads feel this. They feel ordinary. They feel tired. Sometimes unseen. Not really like a superhero. But this morning, here's the scoop on Joseph. He was the earthly father of Jesus. And here's the story why you need to scoop on him and why he matters so much. Joseph never spoke one sentence in the Bible. Not one recorded word was coming out of his mouth. You hear very little about him. He was not famous like Moses. He wasn't fiery like Elijah. He wasn't royal like David. He was simply faithful. Sometimes the greatest strength is not being a superhero to your family. It's being showing the quiet strength of a father. Being consistent, being humble, being present are some things that we need to work on as men. But also those things, we kind of discount them because all of a sudden money comes involved and everything else starts to cloud our judgment. But sometimes the title of this message is The Quiet Strength of a Father. Matthew 1:18-19 says this. Now the birth of Jesus was as followed. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, being her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly or divorce her. Joseph finally finds himself, he suddenly finds himself in a place. He's like, Mary's pregnant, and he knows the child is not his child. And listen, you can discount everything you want to, but I'm sure he had human emotions. I'm sure he started thinking, man, he probably was angry. He probably was hurt. He was a little bit embarrassed. In that culture, what would happen, that could destroy both of their relationships. Because he was human, he probably thought a lot of things that were not in the Bible. She also could have stoned her too. She could have died. But the Bible calls him a just man. That means righteous. That means honorable. That means compassionate. And listen, a lesser man would have exploded. Come on, somebody. A proud man would have tried to embarrass her, humiliate her, put her all over Facebook. Come on. He would try to make her look bad in public. But Joseph showed the quiet strength in the face of adversity. One of the greatest quiet strengths a father can have is emotional stability. I'm going to say that again. One of the greatest quiet strengths a father can have is emotional stability. We want to talk about masculinity, but sometimes stability is really needed. Anybody can lose their temper. Anybody can storm out. Anybody can intimidate. But it takes the quiet strength of a mature man to stay calm when things are hard and confusing. This morning, I had to take a deep breath and had to remind myself that everything was going to be okay, and it's going to be okay. Sometimes we just have to talk to ourselves. We got to say, hey, it's going to be okay. She talked me off the ledge a little this morning, and I was a little bit snippy with her this morning. She's like, oh, excuse me, but I needed it because I was losing my stability. Sometimes we need to be stable for our families and for our friends. Men, you're like danger protectors. You know what a smoke detector does? He starts going off when it starts talking about smoke. But many men hear a strange noise at 2 a.m. in the morning. They start patrolling the house, the whole house, in their basketball shorts. Come on. They got a flashlight in one hand and a broomstick in the other. They're about to do some damage, right? But they are the protectors of their home by nature. Come on, anybody hear those noises in the middle of the night? You're like, I got to get up and see somebody breaking in my house. But they're acting like a Navy SEAL running around the house with a broomstick like they're going to do some damage, right? Why? Because we're naturally protectors by instinct. Joseph protected Mary even before he understood everything that was God. He did it anyway, even before he understood everything. The quiet strength of a father is to have faith and obey. Matthew 1:20 says this. But while he thought about these things, I mean, this is a lot coming at him. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife. For that which is conceived in her is conceived of the Holy Spirit. As he thought and as he considered this, he had a personal choice to make. And sometimes it doesn't make sense. Come on. Sometimes it's uncomfortable. Sometimes it even looks impossible. I don't even know if this is going to work out. But Isaiah 55:8 says this, my thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord. And my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. And my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. God calls us to do this. Lead and trust. While you're trying to figure it out, God is working it out. Come on, I'm going to say that again. While you're trying to figure it out, he's already got the plans working it out. But so many times our mind starts going 100 miles an hour. We're trying to figure it all out. God said, man, if you just chill just a little bit and trust me more, I got this. I created the world. I got this. I'm, you know, that little problem you keep bringing to me, I got it. It's mine. The angel said, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. The word says this. It says Joseph obeyed immediately. He didn't argue. He didn't bargain. There was no delay. He obeyed immediately. The quiet strength of a father is having faith and listening to what this father says most of the time. Sometimes, I'm telling you, we try to get advice from everybody else, right? We call up our friends and we call up our family members. And the last person, well, did you pray about it? Did you even ask God about it? Well, I was thinking about that. No, then you've already corrupted yourself with about 16 other people's opinions. Oh, I ain't gonna talk about that one. Some of us are most impactful. Some of the things you can do most as a father is pray quietly for your kids at home. My dad is a very simple guy, simple as they come. But I can remember he's just moved in with my sister, but he had a little shrine in the corner that had pictures of all of his kids and grandkids. And even when I would go visit him, he would walk out there and I'd hear him speaking in tongues, touching those pictures. And it worked. Sometimes doing things quietly, that wasn't for show. That wasn't for anybody else to see. He didn't record it and put it on Facebook. He didn't make a video about it. He quietly did it. And his kids are following Jesus. Sometimes the things we can do is go to work exhausted. And we can do and choose to be the right person each and every day and staying faithful. Some of those things are small. They get overlooked sometimes. Kids are not going to remember your speeches, but they're going to remember you showing up, praying at bedtime, scriptures at bedtime, praying over meals, teaching them how to do those things, opening the Bible. Michi already knows the Bible, doesn't he? Because he's learning from his daddy. Sitting at ball games. That's a big one. Helping mom around the house. Can women give me an amen on that one? Just being there. Sometimes we overcomplicate what it needs to be. Sometimes it's just presence. Joseph's greatness was not in his speeches. It was in his presence. But ordinary obedience doesn't always produce immediate results. Joseph never saw the ministry of Jesus. He never saw blind eyes open. He never saw lepers made clean. He never saw the dead raised. He would never know the impact that his son would have on this world. But you know what he did? He taught and he trained anyway. He was Jesus' role model while he was on earth. You might say he was the ultimate stepdad. Proverbs 13:22 says this, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. It ain't just for yours, it's for your grandkids too. But the wealth of the sinner, come on, Lord, is stored up for the righteous. We have to leave our kids, our grandkids, an inheritance, not just money. We have to instill in them being polite. Please and thank you is not a lost art. Saying you're sorry is not a lost art. Holding the door for a lady is not a lost art. Come on, I'm trying to help you out here this morning. If my mom and dad didn't do anything right, they taught me to be polite. Having honesty, telling the truth. Joseph carried responsibility for Jesus before the world even knew who Jesus was. And the quiet strength of a father is honor, integrity, and self-control. Self-control. They don't have this verse. I added it. But he did not have sexual relations with her until the son was born. And Joseph named him Jesus. He was married. He could have. Right? He had all rights to. He had every right to consummate the marriage, but he wanted to leave no doubt that God had done this. Joseph honored the holiness that was growing inside of his wife by staying away from his wife when he should have stayed away from his wife. He showed integrity, and integrity is more than just being honest. It means doing the right thing, being reliable and consistent. Being consistent. I have to work on this one. Consistency is about being the same whether the situation is bad, having moods, making rash decisions. We're not perfect, but we should strive for perfection and strive for consistency. Consistency is the key to breakthrough. Doing the right things often, doing the right things over and over and over. It's just like a habit. I said a few weeks ago, we develop bad habits. We can develop good ones by doing the right thing over and over and over. And you know this, character, you've heard this before, character is more caught than taught. Children learn more by what they see and what they hear. They learn more about how you handle disappointment Do your words match your actions? How you respond when you fall or fail or when difficult times come. They're watching every move that you are making. And guess what? The example of a father, or the lack of, becomes the child's first picture of what will shape their lives forever. What lessons are we teaching our kids without realizing them? Are they good or bad? Joseph showed the quiet strength of a father by accepting a supporting role. He lived his entire life in the background. Think about it. He helped raise the Son of God. But he knew this boy, this child, would do greater things than him. And he was okay with it. Come on, he was okay with it. He knew that he was going to do better things. I think that showed the humility in him, knowing that this child was going to do greater than I am, but I'm okay. I'm going to stay here in the background. Many men want recognition, and Joseph embraced obscurity. That shows his faithfulness. Shows that he wanted to be faithful more than the applause of men. You might say, is what I do really matter? Because nobody applauds getting up early. Come on. Living with my wife, anyway. Checking the locks at night. Come on, listen to me. I'm trying to help you practically here. Paying the bills. Worrying quietly. Because if you worry to your wife, a lot of times it makes her worry. But sometimes you got to talk about it anyway. But guys, how many of us worry quietly sometimes and things? We don't. Okay, every hand in the house going up. And carrying the responsibility of the family. A lot of things in fatherhood go silent, but never underestimate kindness, encouragement, correction, stability, and consistency. It's what's shaping your home. Everything changes through ordinary faithfulness. Being ordinary. And I could come out here and tell you what a superhero father is supposed to be, but I think that most of us fit into the category of an ordinary father, trying to life be lifing, and we're just trying to figure it out as we go. But I want to encourage you that you're doing better than you think. There's some men out there, you've raised your kids and you've done the right thing. And you know, they're going to make mistakes. They're going to go off the deep end sometimes. But the Bible says, train them up. And when they're old, they won't depart from it. They may run from it, but they can't hide, Charles, right? They're all coming back in the name of Jesus. Amen. Train them up. Teach them to pray when they're little. Joseph showed the quiet strength of a father by pointing beyond himself. Even the best earthly fathers are imperfect, but Joseph reflected something about our heavenly Father. He reflected protection, compassion, faithfulness, and presence. And again, some of us had wonderful fathers. Some of us had absent fathers. Some have carried painful experiences from their fathers. But where Scripture reveals a heavenly Father who never forgets, who never fails, who never stops loving his kid, as neither height nor depth, he's loving you anyway. It all boils down to this in Joseph. He never preached a sermon. He never performed a miracle. He never wrote scripture. Yet history changed because a quiet man, a quiet father who was faithful and obedient, did the right thing when he should have done the right thing. That's good. Worship team, you all can come on up. I didn't give you a cue. And you know what? He was blessed by that because he had many sons and many daughters. And that was a blessing in the Jewish culture. James became the leader of the church in Jerusalem. James and Jude also wrote two books of the Bible. So his legacy went on far beyond what we first see of no mention of in Scripture. His legacy went far beyond that because he was faithful, he was obedient, and he did the right thing. Come on, guys. Let's just do the right thing every day. I'm talking to me too. Let's do the right thing every day. And you'll start seeing that the reflection of your kids, they're going to start seeing, man, Dad's different today. He's changing. He's not hollering at me all the time. He's not mad at me all the time. And, you know, you can shape their lives. You're shaping their lives right now. But I want to encourage you that you are doing better than you think, too. You don't have to be famous to produce fruit. You don't have to be perfect to be powerful. You don't have to be loud to lead. Some of the strongest men serve faithfully, pray quietly, sacrifice, come on guys, sacrifice daily, but love consistently. It's noticed not just here on earth, but your heavenly Father is noticing it too. The more that you try to become more like him, you're going to find that when your relationship starts getting stronger and stronger with the Father, you're going to start seeing the attributes of the Father be put on you. You're going to have more patience. Help me, Lord. You're going to have more kindness. You're going to have more gentleness. You're going to have peace that only the Father in heaven can give you. And listen, next time you walk into chaos in your house, and I know it's chaos in your house sometimes, but just start speaking the name of Jesus over your home. Start speaking the name of Jesus and pleading the blood over your house and your home, and just see if the atmosphere doesn't start changing in your life. So I'm going to challenge all the fathers. Keep showing up, keep praying, and keep loving your family, because your faithfulness matters more than you know. If you would stand with me, please. I know this is Father's Day, but I'm going to ask all of the men to come forward, please. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, come up close. Come up close. Guys, if you have kids, I know it's hard. I know if you have grandkids, it's hard until you get to go home. But you get to go home. I'm just going to ask us as men, whether you have children or not, we are the leaders of our homes. We are where the rubber meets the road. And I think so many times we get overwhelmed. Just get tired, as I said, we just feel ordinary. But I'm going to speak a blessing over you this morning. And if you're feeling that this morning, this is a time to release it to God. Say, God, he already knows you're stressed. He already knows what you're going through. This is a time maybe to get your hands in the air and just say, God, I'm releasing this to you. I'm giving this to you. God, I've carried this too long, and the stress is about to get to me. Just speak to him like that. Father, I just speak blessings over each man standing here, God. I speak blessings over their family, over their lives. God, everything that they put their hands to, I speak blessings over them, Jesus. And Father, right now, I ask you right now, if there's anything that they need from you, God, right now, help them to release that to you. Help them to give that to you this morning. I speak peace over their households, Lord. I speak peace over their future. I speak peace over their finances, God, right now. The enemy's trying to come in and distract with finances. And Father, right now, I just ask that you give them peace in all areas. God, I help you. I ask you, Lord, right now, that you help them to love their wives more than they've ever loved their wives. Help us all, Lord. Help us all, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. Come on, let's lift our hands as they get ready to sing this song, and let's just release it to him this morning. Sometimes it's an act. If you put your hands in the air like you just don't care, sometimes that's an act of just, I give up. I give up. I've tried it my way. I want to do it your way, Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come on, receive while we sing this song.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you are encouraged. If you are looking for more information, please visit ourcitychurch.online. We love you. We're praying for you. We'll see you soon.